Okay, conference call system kicked out, so this is part two, and it is being recorded. I was about to make a comment that, like with pride, there are kind of two sides to our relationship with money often. There's the wanting it, okay, or wanting more of it, or wanting more of what it buys, okay? We may not think of it in terms of, oh, I want X amount of money. Maybe I want such and such a lifestyle, and I need X amount of money to maintain that. And the flip side of that is guilt, perhaps, at wanting it. Some of us, when we are on a spiritual path, because there are some traditions of renunciation in spiritual life, feel guilt at wanting to earn more or wanting abundance in material well-being. Okay, so as someone on a spiritual path and as someone who's looking at our business as spiritual practice and as a vehicle through which to tell people. So, lifestyle or an expectation that's been set, and we want to maintain that. And at the same time, we might feel guilt, like, well, wait a minute, I don't know, maybe I have to renounce even just the wanting of it. And so I want to know that we don't need to. You don't need to renounce the wanting. You don't need to feel guilty, okay, about wanting material well-being. We need to reconcile this. That is a part of what the is. In the wanting, you forget who you are, then you got a problem. But it's not just as simply wanting a nice material well-being for yourself or even wealth. If that isn't in line, you do not forget who you are in the middle of it. Okay? So releasing some guilt or confliction may be part of some of your processes. Yeah, I'll speak to Nona's interview. She speaks a little bit about this too, in terms of aligning money with your life and that deeper to that lines up, a business model and a money revenue model that lines up with that. And then there's two steps. Okay, one is identifying that alignment. Two, lean into trust that you'll be supported in that. And three, you take action step by step aligned with that. Can't do one and the other. Okay, not the other. Always taking action is not ending in us not doing the line, but it's when you have the moment again. Thank you for that, who you are. It's us, it's the other thing. It's not a So we'll continue to work with us, both with Mona, with Barry later in the year, in our small group. Feel free to post on the Facebook. I don't feel that there's really any way in some regard to handle the triggery money issues and triggery living in the world issues in one call with business owners. It's an ongoing process and one that, you know, we each have to cultivate our own relationship with, and we'll talk about it in multiple other ways throughout the year. So take a moment. That we're going to string together this month. The first is a breath, okay, called pranayama. That's breath work. And it is a significant practice in yoga. The second is a meditation. The meditation is around kind of clearing the energy of the first, second, and third chakras so that those more earthly chakras and kind of aligned and cleared, and you've got to ask for what you really want. And that is mantra. That's the mantra. Other than this mantra, it is pretty important. The three parts for process, breath, and the mantra. And